Okay, continuing Bez Hashem in Pirkei Avos in Perek Aleph. So we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tabayi v'shem ben Shetach kiblu mehem. The next grouping of Tanaim, Yehuda ben Tabayi omer, Al tas atzmecha ka'orchei hadayanim. Do not make yourself like orchei hadayanim. What does that mean? Says the Bar Tanura, like those people that arrange and organize the tainos of the balei din, of the litigants in front of the judges, that a person should not be megala his din to one of the balei din, and say, do this in order to be able to be victorious. Basically, don't act as a lawyer. So even though you know how to win in court, you should just let it play out, let the dayanim cross-examine the litigants and figure it out. You shouldn't tell them what to say and not to say and things like that. Alternatively, the Bar Tanura says, Ka'orchei hadayanim means kigdolei hadayanim. By a Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe, you shouldn't overstep your stature and act like you're one of the dayanim, that you can speak in dayanus with your Rebbe, who's really the one that's charged with paskening that din. When balei din are standing in front of you, you should treat them both like rishaim. If you don't want to favor anybody because of some liking that you have to the person, the Bar Tanura says shaliyat libcha leechad mehem. You shouldn't lean your heart toward one of them. Lomar ish ploni chashuv hu v'liyutzon tayne sheker. You shouldn't say, well, I know this guy. He's such a chashuv guy. He would never say something not true. Because if you do that, then you're not going to be able to see the truth of the case. You're not going to be able to see a chova, even when there really, really is a chova. But as soon as they leave the Beis Din, you should view them as zakotin, as people who are worthy. When they are mekabel the din, meaning don't say, ah, oh, that guy, he's such a gazlan, and I was able to convict him because of his, he was such a gazlan. No, he made a mistake. He did something wrong, but now he accepted the din, and therefore that's a good thing. That's justice being served, and now he's a good person, and he's going to do his best going forward. Mishnah test: Shimon ben Shetach Omer Avimar Belach Koras Eidim, that a person should, again, talking to dayanim, should ask a lot of questions of the edim, vavizor b'dvarecha, and be careful the types of words that you say, shema mitochem yilamdu l'shaker, so that the edim won't learn to lie based on a suggestive line of questioning, where you question them in a way that it makes it obvious what the answer should be that's going to benefit them. So don't say, did it happen this way, or maybe it happened this way, and he's going to realize, oh, that's second way, that would be better for me. No, don't give him any hints in terms of what would be better for him. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches, we said that Yehuda ben Tabayi said that you should not act like either a lawyer or like a big judge when you're just a Talmud, and that when Balei Din are standing in front of you, you should view them as Rishayim, and when they leave, you should view them as Zakayin, as long as they were Mekabel Din. And in Mishnah Ches, we said, Shimon ben Shetach said that you have to ask a lot of questions of the Edim, but you should be careful in your line of questioning, not to teach them to chas v'shalom, tell lies. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud.